We are in Daf Ayin Dalet Amit Beis. Let us again start the Gemara Hai Umtze Da Asmik by the small hay of the Ein Mishpat. And we'll learn first the Gemara the way Rashi learned the Gemara and the way the Dvar Shmuel explains Shitas Rashi. Hai Umtze Da Asmik. A person had a piece of meat that had a blood clot in it. And we heard before Machloikes, Rav Achen Ravine, if Gumri is sufficient to take out the blood clot. Rav Achen says it is sufficient, and Ravine holds it's not sufficient, and we paskin like Rav Achi that it is sufficient. Hai Umtze Da Asmik. So we had now this piece of meat that had the blood clot in it. Chol Yei Oso. So Chol Yei, Rashi has two pshotim. Chol Yei, one pshat is Moil Hayotze Mimenu Kshechotchoi. This is a juice that goes out from the meat when he cuts the meat. Lishnachine, a second pshat shechiltin oisei b'choim etzlachat liyosei. They used to soak it in vinegar after the tzliyeh. L'cher, we're speaking about gumri, as we'll see in Rashi. V'domoy nischat l'seichei. And the dam goes out. So it says that it is also chol yei also. So Rashi says, legoras hu v'chol yei. We're not goyres hu v'chol yei. Now the meat is mutter, and the juice or the vinegar is also. The Rav Acher komalo de meikul. Rav Acher was meikul by the meat. Ubechol yemoide de osa. But the vinegar or the juice is also. So we explained yesterday that Be'emison, Rashi holds that gumre is a can only take out the Be'emison in every umtze, the asmik, there are two domim. There's the dam of the blood clot, and there's also the dam evorim sheboy. And Rashi held, the fill according to Rav Acher, that is meikol, the gumri, the coals can only extract the dam of the blood clot. But to get rid of the dam or ivorim also, or maybe let's make it more understandable, to get rid of all the dam or ivorim, since there is more blood here than normal, so Rav Acher held that the dam or ivorim is one, it does not get rid of all the dam or ivorim with the gumre. Afal pikein, one is permitted to eat this umtze, because the dam ha'ivorim is dam shaloi pirish, so kolzman is loy pirish, it has a shein boso, so therefore one is permitted to eat the meat. But if he cuts the meat and now the dam runs out, or he soaks this meat in vinegar to extract the dam ha'ivorim, so then this dam that comes out, which is dam ha'ivorim shepirish, is now also. The meat always remains mutter, because whatever dam you have in the meat is dam evorim shaloi pirish. So chol yei osa, but the dam that's in the chol yei is osa. What if lo yasmik? But what is, if there was no blood clot in this piece of meat? So the whole blood that was in this meat is only dam evorim. So then it seems gumri is sufficient to extract all the dam evorim. Then chol yei shori. So then that whatever juice runs out, or if you'll soak it in vinegar, it's mutter, because the dam, which is only dam, since it was only dam evorim in this umtze, so this was completely extracted by the gumri. Ravina Omar afilu loy asmik nami chol yeyosa. Ravina holds afilu loy asmik nami chol yeyosa. So lochayre Ravina lishitosei, because Ravina was choylik and Rav Acher. Rav Acher held that gumri is sufficient to extract dam by that is sufficient to extract the dam of the asmik, to extract the blood clot. And Ravina held that fakertat mitzmes somis, that fakertat the dam evorim will be remain in the boso. It dries it out. So memela, so just like the blood clot remains, so who within the dami volum remains. So memela, so Ravino mafiluloy aslip asmiknami chol yeyosar yevshe the lesbo shirai kedoma. That means there's some dam, either whichever pshat in Rashi is, either while cutting it or while soaking it in chaimitz, al kaponim there is dam which zicha remained in the boso, and now the dam comes out with the chaimitz or by cutting it. Omalei mar bar ameimer l'Ravashi. So the son of Ameimer said to Ravashi, Abe, my father, Ameime, Megamei Eloi Gmui. So Lecheri is speaking about Loi Asmik, which before we hear a Machloikis, Loi Asmik, Chol Yeshori, and Ravina Asr. So he said that Ameime used to drink this Chol Yeh, because Vakert, the Gumri extracts all the Dame Vorim, so there's no reason why not to drink it. Ravashi himself used to be Megamei Eloi Gmui. Now, Lecheira, a new sugya. Omar Leimar Bar Ameimer L'Ravashi, so he told over Ravashi and Hoge from Ameimer, Abe, I chale the cholet bei chode zimne, when my father used to soak meat in chaimitz in order to extract the dam. Sulaitani cholitbe, he would not use this chaimitz again. Let us see what Rashi says. Chala chaimitz the cholitbe tzli ha'idne kedei lahitzi dame. The chaimitz that he used to extract the dam of tzli, loy cholitbe zimna achiti, lefish ein bei koyach oit. Now here we have a Rashi that we see that you need chaimitz to extract dam from tzli. So if we won't get into difficulties, we should assume that it is also speaking about a case of gumri, and it was speaking about umtze de asmik. So there, gumri is not sufficient to extract all the damei vorim. So memela, you need chaimitz to extract the damei vorim. So chaimitz could extract the damei vorim, but al kaponim, you can't use the same chaimitz by two pieces of meat. Because if it is used once, it loses its koyach to extract again. So a second piece of meat, if you'll soak this in chaimitz, it will be unable to extract all the damei vorim, because it lost its kaiches. So the Gemara asks, Maishna mechala matmo de chaltinim bei. Matmo, Rashi says, cholosh mekore. There are certain vinegars which are the chatchila weak. The chaltinim bei, we do use it. It seems there's no such inyan as weak chaimetz. The chatchila, we use grade B chaimetz for chalita. So he answered, "Hosom isa lekiyua de peire beine, hochalas lekiyua de peire beine." So Rashi says, "Lekiyua de peire igdo the sharpness, tama peri oimed boy." This metama, this grade B vinegar, he says, "Tama peri oimed boy." The sharpness of the peri is there. Shleihaitzi mimenu klum. That was never extracted from the vinegar. Even though it's grade B vinegar, that means the koyach of extraction all vinegar has. If it's grade B, so don't use it for pickles or for potato salad. It's not good. The taste is no good. So it's not good. The taste is no good. But the koyach of extraction, every vinegar has this koyach. But if you had grade A vinegar, which was once used to extract the dam, here we don't have the sharpness of the peri, Shebaloi tzli yorishin. The first tzli was already boileya, the koiches of the vinegar, some melem. So therefore, this vinegar is unable to make chalita again. Zog Tosfos, asmik chol yei osa. Perish pekuntaris. Now, I don't know if Tosfos had this loshen and Rashi v'rav acha kamalo demeiko. That Rashi seems to be saying that the Solgama is going according to Rav Acha, and the Dvar Shmuel said Pshat and Rashi, that a fill according to Rav Acha, the Gumri will not help for the Damei Vorim. That's how the Dvar Shmuel explains Shitas Rashi. Asmik chol yei osa, perish bekunteris, moil hayoitze mimenug shechotchoi, that the moil that comes out of the meat is osa. That's the first pshat. Blegasinen hu v'chol yei, we're not geiris hu v'chol yei, no, we're geiris chol yei. The meat is mutter, and the juice is osa. Because le ri, so the ri did not understand Rashi, the hechi domi. If the basa was completely roasted, so if the basa was completely roasted, afamoyul muta. So maybe Taisis held gum, there's no difference of gumri, and then according to Ravachi, gumri is equivalent to tzli. So initzle basa called tzolchai, if it was completely roasted, so memele, so the tzli extracts all the dam that is in the basa, say the dam shapirish, Sai de dame vorim, safa moil muta, le gore mi molchei, dam rin eleo da filo le gdeire shapir domi. It's not different, sli isn't different than meliche. So just like meliche, all the dam is extracted, including the dame vorim, so sli should also extract all the dam. Ve I loi nitzle kol tzolchoi, and if we'll say that it wasn't nitzle kol tzolchoi, that's the case, and that creates the problem. So, in which, speaking about boso, the asmik, we have, if it was not roasted completely, and we have a meat that has a blood clot in it, is that my boso muta? So why is the boso muta? So you have boso with a blood clot. Midaloi gorasu, since Rashi is not goyres hu vecholye, mashme de boile meima, the basar shari, that the basar is muta. V'tayma lama yehi muta. If it is speaking about that it was not completely roasted, so memeila aval gav the dame ivorim shari, even though dame ivorim, we have taisvus anomad aleph, there is no such halacha, you have to roast it completely. Whatever goes out. Whatever doesn't go out is not dam shapirish, is also muta. Obaheche da asmik also. But when you have a blood clot, so then, if you won't extract all the dam, the basar is also. V'haraya, the libe demand the yome gumri mitzmis samsi. V'haraya, according to Ravina, that holds gumri mitzmis samsi. Also. So he says, you're not allowed to eat the meat. And we heard before that by kaved, by liver, if you tzaymis the dam, so you're allowed to have the kaved. So what's the chilek? So kochach, the chilek is because the kovet was speaking about dame ivorim. So dame ivorim shalai pirish is muta. Ma she'en kein dam da asmik is dam shepirish. Heiche da asmik osu. Da libe da man diome gumre mitz misom si osu. Al kochach tzrichen lechalik da osu mishum da asmik. So if we are speaking about that he did not roast it completely, so therefore there's still left over, not only the dam eivorim is left over, there's left over dam da asmik. So memeila, so how could the dam be muta? By yidei chatichi yevshe shoye yoytze kulay. According to the first part of Rashi, Rashi says he cut the meat and some dam ran out. So saying this dam is also. But it's zicha not mistava to say that by cutting it, all the dam goes out. He roasted it partially. So, three quarters of the dam went out. So by cutting it, now all the dam goes out, so the basar is mutter, and the dam is also. It's that mistava that by cutting it, that'll be matter, the whole piece of basar. So Taisvis does not understand the first pshat in Rashi. Taisvis holds if it's roasted completely, everything has to be extracted. And if it's not roasted completely, so the meat is also. But to make such a pshore, the way that Dvar Shmuel said in Rashi, that the tzli extracts the klat and doesn't extract the dam evorim, that's a very, very, Taisvis didn't want to buy such a pshat. So Mamela, so Taisis doesn't like the first pshat. But oi, the midemaisi besomach haichala docholit chodezimne, mechlal dat hashtairi bechalo mamish. The next mime of the Gemara, which we're speaking about chaymitz again, so Vaisis, how does hilchis chaymitz come in over here? So Vaisis, there's nothing to do with the sugya before. So Vaisis, we just now are speaking about chaymitz. So Nadigmon said he took the chaymitz to extract the dam. So that's the weiter wegen chaymitz. So memele, so that's another ha'ora on the first pshat of Rashi. The loshin acher shepirish. Now the second loshin of Rashi, which this kasha will be fempet. Rashi says chol yoy means that he soaked it in chaymitz to extract the dam. If you'll say that the chaymitz, is also because the dam eivorim was extracted into the chaymitz, that's why the chaymitz is also. The Icholye Osar, Iinami Osar, Kidemaskinem Becholabosar, Gabikovich, Evesi, Lamailo. Taisvis had brought on Dafayin Dalad Omedalad, a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Yudalad. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Yudalad said as follows, that if you had a liver, and you were choylet the liver with chaymitz, she allowed to cook the liver. Why are you allowed to cook the liver? Because the chaymitz is mitzmiz somish, that it makes sure that the dam in the liver will not come out anymore. It's going to remain in the liver. So maybe you'll have to cook the liver because the dam won't come out. Then the Gemara said, "Sover apope kamei derov lamei mechal ye osa." But the chaymitz is osa. Now, why is the chaymitz osa? So apope held that the chaymitz is osa. That is true. The dam which is left over in the kovei is mitzmes somis. But vinishvi, some dam leaks out into the chaymitz. So memele, you're not allowed to have the chaymitz because of the dam, the percentage of some of the dam went out. So varapope kamei derov lamei mechal ye osa. Omalei, so rove told rapope ichol ye osa, iinami osa. That means if you're going to tell me that the chaymitz is osa, so he says, Mamanevshech, if the chaymitz is also, and we have this kovei that is soaking in the chaymitz, so just like it was maflit some dam into the chaymitz, now it should be by leia the dam in the chaymitz. So then the kovei also has to be also. They told him, can the tansen of tzvei chasnes, if you also the chaymitz, automatically you have to also the kovei. Frek doch teisvis af Rashi. So Rashi is dancing on two chasnas over here. Rashi says, Rashi is not goyres who? So Rashi holds that the chaymitz is also, but the meat is mutter. In fact, the Taisus, it can't be like this. It's fakel for Yenna Gemara. That was Rovers Taina to Rapope. I chol yei also, so the covet should also be also. I was thinking perhaps we could end for this kasha, Rashi in Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, when Rashi explains Rovis Kash and Rav Pope, so Rashi says five words there. And Dachsime with these five words is Shalom Al Yisrael, according to Rashi. Rashi says like this, Rove Esta Kashi to Rav Pope, Rav Pope, if you say that the Chaymitz is also, so then the Kovit should be also because it's Beileia from the Chaymitz. So Rashi, the key vinshen nitzmas, al yidei achaymetz. Since you also hold that the kovet makes it nitzmas, that means the dam in the kovet will not go out anymore. Ve'ein oitorud lifloit, and the kovet is not being poilet anymore. Is hodor b'leia. So Rashi said the kashan rapopo was as follows. Since you hold, you also moide that you're allowed to cook the liver. So because you hold that the dam in the liver is nitzmas. Now you hold there was some dam that was poilet. So it comes out, so let's be megashim dini, let us say 10% of the dam was niflat, 90% of the dam is nitzmas already. So now yes, so now, so asking a male to kashan. So since 90% of the dam is nitzmas, so the liver is not toilet anymore, so then the liver is able to be boileya from the chaimitz now, so it's boileya, the dam also, so therefore it should be also. Or bovaistais from Rashi, if the dam inside would not be nitzmas, so then the kasha wouldn't find zichon, because we had a svara before, kiven the torid liflot ene boileya. Now here Rashi says, By this umtze the asmik, Rashi says that you stick it into the chaimetz. You stick it into the chaimetz. That the chaimetz should be soichet the dam. Here, for some reason, that's going to be the next kasha that Taisus asks on Rashi. Here Rashi says that chaimetz is soichet the dam. The Gemara says in Chulon that chaimetz is famous the dam. Good, that's another kasha. But we'll come to that kasha soon. But al kaponim Rashi learns in our Gemara that the chaimetz is soichet the dam. So if the chaimetz is soichet the dam, so the umtz is busy being poilet the dam. So if it's being poilet the dam, it won't be by leia. So l'chayre Rashi and Chulun and that Gemara emphasize this kasha. But Taisus has to another kasha. Boy, the awesome mashmish achale matzmis v'loy mavlet. That's a new kasha. The Gemara in Chulin seems to say that Chaimetz is Matzmes, and here Rashi says it's Maflet. Now this Kashe could be, we'll see, Taisus is going to say that Taisus also is Machalik, sometimes it's Matzmes, sometimes it's Maflet. Taisus is going to make Chilukim also. So perhaps we could say, these are two different Gemaras. The Gemara in Chulin is speaking about, he had a raw piece of meat. So a raw piece of meat, a raw piece of kovet, so the Gemara says over there that the chaimetz is matzmes the dam. Here we are speaking of a roasted piece of meat. So it could be I don't know how the chemical reactions work, but without knowing physics, could be al kaponim teskastira, the two Gemaras could be, if you have a roasted piece of meat, could be then the chaimetz is seichet the dam. It's two different Gemaras. They're speaking about a raw piece of meat. They're speaking about a roasted piece of meat. Aber kaponim, that's Tais Viskash. V'nira l'ri k'moy shepirish riva b'shem alochis g'doilis. Now, because of all these kashes, Tais Vis says, mamish einu pshat in the Gemara, nu girs in the Gemara. We paskin like Tais Vis. Rashi's not put down in Shulchan Aruch in Gansen. We have a new pshat in the Gemara. Number one, the bebosa chayayri. Number one, we're not speaking about roasted meat. We're speaking about a raw piece of meat. Now, Taisus tells us as follows. Uminiku, now, a raw piece of meat, shenoisnim boso chay lesoich hachoymetz, if you put a raw piece of meat into chaymetz, ve'einoi shoye besoichoy, and you don't keep it there long, you keep it there, let's say, for 2 minutes, Loi maflet midi, nothing will come out. V'nitzmas hadam b'soich haboso. And the v'nitzmas hadam b'soich haboso, and it's same as the dam. The dam will remain there, and finished, and this v'hakal muta, then everything is muta. You had a raw piece of meat, we have a geherge piece of meat. You put it, that's the gemara in chulen, you put a kovet into chaymet, so it's muta, you'll have to cook it. The dam will never come out. V'hakal muta, dakati loy pirish adam. But, v'chishoye b'soichoy, but, if you're gonna keep this piece of meat in the vinegar, for a period of time, let's say for practical purposes, let's say you keep it for half an hour, ad asmik, what happens ad asmik, till the meat gets red. The meat all of a sudden gets red. So what's pshat that the meat got red? So pshat is azay. Nekar mimeno adam. Then it was, if it stays a longer period in the chaymitz, that makes that the dam that was tzomis now was niflat into the chaymitz, and it was serik by leya. The meat was by leya from the chaymitz. Now that's what got its beautiful red color that already is by leya from the chaymitz. V'niflat l'soichay. So then it's bitter. V'haynu dekoma umtso diasmik. V'haynu deshenishtar b'chaymitz adiasmik. So if it remained in the chaymitz till it got back a red color, who the chol yeyosa. So this is geiris who. So the meat is osa, the chaymitz is osa, everything is osa. It was beileya. The chaymitz was beileya the dam, and it was maflit the dam back into the bosa, so everything is osa. Avol iloy asmik, but what is the din of loy asmik? Shori. So then it's mutter. Vahi de chol abosa. So now Taisis also says that there's a time that chaymitz is bekoich lischay tadam. So Taisis asks on himself, I the Gemara in Chulin says that chaymitz is tzomis, but the loy ishtai. But the loy ishtai. So finished. So that's pshat in umtze da asmik, a new sugi in ganzen. So the Gemara is just telling us that if the meat got red for remaining in the chaymitz for a long period of time, everything is awesome. If the meat did not get red, lo yasmik, so everything is mutter. Hu v'chol ye mutter, mistam. Ravine. Now, what is Pshat? Now, Taisa got stuck about it with Ravine. Now, Ravine is problematic. Ravine, what did Ravine say? That the Chaymetz is also. Ravine Omar, afiloy asmik nami chol yei also. Now, it seems Ravine only asked the Chaymetz. He didn't ask the meat. Now, Taisa had jumped on Rashi's neck. Taisa says, the Chaymetz is also, the meat has to be also. So we have a problem. Ravina is problematic according to Taisvis. It seems that the Ravina only asked the chaymet and he didn't ask the meat. Luchay Ravina is speaking about by lo yishtai. So why did he ask the chaymet? Kli osik nami chal ye osik. Svirle afila lo yishtai bigoy chala elapulte. He holds even though it was only shy a little bit, who niflat machmas asheraike, that alkaponim there is some dam that goes into the chaymitz. That means, so it seems that Ravina held like Rav Poppe, that even though chaymitz is tzomis, but binishvi something is poilet. So then if Ravina held like a purpose, we have Rav's kasha. So Rav says, so just like the chaymit should be yosa, so the meat should also be yosa. Miyu loy kol kach shetei abosor nesar bepleite mu'etes kazu. So Taisva says, and then it becomes very angering. So Taisva says as follows, that lemaise, the amount of dam that goes out into the chaymitz is, let us say, for practical purposes, that we have 5 parts of dam into 55 parts of chaymitz. That's the ratio of dam to chaymitz. So memele, so the dam, so the chaymitz you're not allowed to drink because the chaymitz there's a bli of dam at naposel b'shishim. But now, if this diluted dam will go back into the boso, so now, besides, so you have now the boso, which will be mitztarev to be mevato. You're only just missing 5 more halakim to make shishim. So the boso will be mevato, the dam that goes back. Miyu loy kol kach shetei aboso nesor bepleite mu'etes kazu. But it's not enough to answer the boso. That's pshat m'ravine. It's very modnach. I mean, if we can say this in Ravine, so why couldn't Rava say this in Rav Poppe? mein maybe that's that Rapopo also. Rapopo said in the Gemara Chulon Daf Kuf Yedalef. Rapopo said that the chaymitz is also. So on Esav the chaymitz is also. So the covet should also be us. Let's say that's what he means. It's spoil it a little, and then the chaymitz is also, but the covet is not also. What's the particular problem? Rav Ashi megami gemui kemaskone dechol abosa dechol yinamishoy. Rav Ashi doesn't hold like this. Rav Ashi holds that the dechol is also muta. Nothing comes out. It's mitzmas sobes. I hear two ha'ores from Rav Zundel Klein on this Tosfos. One ha'ore, he says, we see that Tosfos holds that you don't say that by the chaymetz chatiha nasa nevela. That means l'chayre, there's a svarim rishayim that hold that if you have a machol that has a taruvis issa, so we reckon ke'ilu the whole, midrabona ke'ilu the whole machol is a chevtze di yisure. So now you'll need shishim keneged the machol, not keneged the bliya in the machol. We see number one, Taisus halt nitazoi. I mean, the way Taisus chat in the Gemara. And then he said another ha'ore, because if we say chaticha nas nevel, then the boss should be yosar also. Because whatever comes in, you can't be mitzarev the boss or to the chaymetz. Then, lachsame, he had another ha'ore. It is very interesting, the Rosh in Chulin brings down this pshat, he brings on Rashi, pshat, he asks all of Rashi's kashas, all of Taisa's kashas on Rashi, mainly brings down the pshat in the Halachos Gedolos. And then the Rosh says, so now we have a new translation of umtze da'asmik. Umtze da'asmik does not mean meat with a blood clot. It means umtze da'asmik means that you soak the meat in chaymetz for a long period of time, and the meat got red. So now it was beleya, because it was beleya the dam. So it's also hu v'chol yayosa. Zok the rosh, soy bezoy, we can say that that's pshat in the previous gemara. The previous gemara that said umtze da asmik, there's a three-way machloikis how to, there's a three ways how to kasher it. You can kasher it. If you chaytach it with malicha, you can kasher it with tzli, and then by gumri there's a machloikis. So the Rosh says, so we can say that that's from the previous Gemara. We don't have to say there's two types in an umtze da'asmik. Umtze da'asmik means this case over here. So it comes out. So what is the Gemara? So according to this pshat, so it comes out that the Gemara tells us that even though umtze da'asmik is osa, it doesn't mean you throw it away in the garbage or you give it a goy. Umtze da'basher v'sham, it's osa. If you want to kasher it now, you can still kasher it. It's also a psazai, hu v'chal yayosa, means by the way it is now, it is osa. If you want to kasher it, we just learned the Gemara before. The Gemara before said, you can kasher umtze da'asmik. The Seder would have been better if we'd first say this Gemara than the previous Gemara. Here it says, Ahu v'chal yayosa, and then it's telling us how to kasher. Aval kaponim azay zik teros. Al kaponim, it comes out that you could kasher this umtze da'asmik. So he tainted. So Taisa, how did Taisa say pshat and Ravina? Taisa says pshat and Ravina. The Ravina holds that by loy asmik, the chaymetz is also, but the meat is mutter, because whatever comes into the meat is a small amount. Loy kol kach shetei abosa nesa bepleita muetes. So it comes out that so the dam that comes in, the shishim keneged the dam. So that's me he asked, the halacha is, if you have an oifen by shishim gufe, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, if you have a fatty thing that fell into a taruvis, and there's more than shishim there, which it becomes bottle. But if you freeze it, So you'll be able to separate the fat from the rest of the thing, so you're mechuyev to separate it. It's bottle, but if you can avoid bittul by separating it, you should separate it. So yes, I'm saying, Meir Rabbi Kikashe. So Ibazoi, what's pshat in Ravina? Ravina says the meat is mutter. Kashe the meat. There's a way out to kashe already. This is for kelt, this is umtzah deloyas meat. It's even not a problematic meat, but yeah. But it's bottle, so l'chayre, let's extract this dam. We can extract the dam. Al kaponim, this is the machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Zogt de Gemara weiter, daf ein hei amad aleph, ein zoylin es ha-pesach. One is not, we hear in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah said, and daf ein dalet, ein zoylin es ha-pesach, leya l'shbud, v'leya l'askelo. One cannot roast the Kogan Pesach on the Askla, which is a grill. Omar Rav Tzodik Maisei Beram Gamliel Shomolotovi Avdi Tzeitz Leilonu Asa Pesach al Askla. So the Mishnah brings a Maisei that Rav Gamliel roasted a Kogan Pesach on an Askla. Yeah. Frag the Gemore Maisei Lister. It's Modna. The Mishnah starts off by saying Ein Tzoylun al Askla, and then it says that Rav Gamliel was Tzoylun. And the Gemara Chsuri Mechsre Vachitani, we're missing a few words. The Im Askele Menukeves Muta. Im Askele Menukeves, Zogt Rashi, Menukeves Asuye Kebrichim Kein Shalonu. There are like, there are rods in it. The Yeish Cholol Godel Bein Briach Lebriach. Between one rod and another rod in the grill, there's a big space. Benoisin hashpud lerochboy. So you have a big space, so you take the shpud. The shpud rests on the two rods which are in the grill. V'chol atle nitzle ba'avir shebein shnei brichim. So the tle is not touching the grill at all. The tle is being supported by the shpud, which is being supported by the two brichim, which are not touching the tle. So if you have such an askelo, it's mutter. Ba'omar rabit v'maskelo v'nukev, it's mutter. Ba'omar rab tzodik, maise b'gamliel, sh'omar l'tovi avdo, itse it's leilono sepesach al askelo v'nukev. That is the Gemara. The Rambam, the Loshon HaRambam, Rambam says, l'fichach, im hoya kli menukev. If the askel is menukev, kidei shetishleit boy ha'u, that it's menukev, that the fire can be shoylet on the Korban Pesach, tzoylen olov. So the Rambam says you can use it. The Rambam did not say, according to Rashi, there's a different, it's a different story. It's not nakadeshin tishleit boy ha'u. It has to be menukev that the whole tleh is lying on the avir. That's the tnai, not that the eish can be shoylet on the tleh. So the Loshon HaRambam would seem that a filu achelik of the tleh is resting on this askele. Afal pikein, since there is a large opening that the heat of the eish can be shoylet on the tleh, so it is kosher to be tzoyla on it. So the Raivit understood this. So the Raivit Nasogya says, "V'hu shelo yiga bekli." He says it's only good. The Rambam forgot the Iker Chiddush that the Askele is not touching at all the Tle. Shrei Omru Noga bechalsei Shaltana yiklev es mekayme. Later we're going to learn that if the Tle touched a chelik of the hat cheres of the Tano, so the din is so that chelik becomes nitzla idei davaracha. You need klifa, you have to take off, you have to be kailaf, that mokim from the Korban Pesach. So the Kesef of Mishnah says that the Rambam did not learn like the Raivit and Rashi, because if that's the story, so mushtetach don the Gemara, pshite, what's the chiddush? The Sfas Emes seems to say could be the Chiddush is that you want Geyser. That means, this is a very touchy situation. You have a grill with that is 2 inches separated from the Korban Pesach, some Iker Adin is good. It winches, and someone will see that it's, you can use a grill. And Kazandala, so he'll put it, there'll be less than 2 inches. Achillik. People, Avapike, and they want Geyser. So then, Shtetach HaGaval B'Kechidish. So, but in the case of Mishnah says, we mentioned this svara before, he says, Chalsei Shaltano Ein Ha'u Shoylet Boy, Kamaisha Shoylet Ba'askala Menukeres. He says, Chalsei Shaltano means, in that mocking, the only heat that the Korban Pesach is exposed to is the heat from the Tanu. So Mamela, so there it's Sli Machmas Dovarach. But over here, since we have heat coming up from the Eish, which is underneath the Askele, so here it's different. And the Svasemis is Marich a little bit more. The Kivin Sha Eish Shailit Bishova Ala Bosa Vigamala Askele, that means the whole source of heat which is coming from the Eish. The Eish Derech HaNekovim Goyver Yoyser Michayim Abo Achakach Me'askelo Satofel Bota Leika. That's how the Rambam learned and so I'm already the Kolumdis. That means even though the Askelo is also being Misayeya in the roasting of the Korban Pesach, but since in the same time we have another source of heat, the Eish in this source is stronger than the Askelo, so there's no psul of Tzli Machmas Dovaracha. That's how the case of Mishnah Tzvas Emes Loim Shat and Rambam. Zok the Gemara weiter. Boi minei Rav Chinine Bar Idi me Rav Ade Bar Ade Tano sheisikoi beklipe olo vigorfoi v'ofo boi esapas ledivrei ho'oiser mahu. Now just to refresh our memories, we had a Gemara Daf Chavov Amud Beis as follows. We had a Machlokes, Rebbe in the Rabbonon, if a person baked pas, and the fuel that was used was Isureyano, Klipe Olo. Rebbe holds the pas is also, and the Rabbonon holds the pas is Mutter. Rebbe holds the pas is also, because we say, Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepas, and the Rabbonon holds the pas is Mutter, because ein shvach eitzim bepas. Now, Tosfos learned pshat over there, the machlokes as follows. The machlokes Rabbi in the Rabbonon is, it's a more or less a machlokes in chemistry. The shaila is, does the eish come from the mashu anisraf, or does the eish come from the be'en? That means we have klipe olo, which is being used as fuel for the fire. So, does the fire come about after the klipe olo is burnt? We consider that the fuel is a gacheles, and we have a klal kol anischof and af on mutter. So, memele, so if the eish comes from the mashu anischof, so we have mutter deke fuel, because the fuel comes always from the mashu anischof. That's the svar of the Chachamim that say, ein shvach eitzim bepas. It doesn't come from the eitzim, it comes from the gacheles, from the mashu and Israel. Rabbi held, yesh shvach eitzim bepas, that the eish comes from the be'en, from the eitz, the atzei isos, if it is being baked, al yedei atzei isos, so the pas is also banal. That was the Machloikis, Rebbe, and the Rabbona. So now the Gemara clears a shaila. What happens if you preheated an oven with fuel of Isureyano, and then you took out the fuel, the gold for it, you took out the Eitzim, now we just have a hot oven, the offer boy is a pas, and we are baking the pas in the oven that has heat which originated from Atzei Issa. We have heat which is now separated from the Atzei Issa. It originated from Atzei Issa, but now it is separated from Atzei Issa. Will this heat Asa the Pas? That was the Shaila of the Gemara. Le Divrei Ha'oiser Mahu. So according to Rebbe, that answers, what is the din here? Omalei, a pas mutere, so he told them the pas is mutter. Let us see Rashi. Le divrei ha'oise bepeire kolsho, Rebbe oimer a pas asur, mau hocha, ein schwach eitzim bepas. You can't say schwach eitzim bepas, because there's no eitzim here. So l'chayre, it should be mutter. L'chayre, the svore of Rav Ade Bar Ave is as follows. L'chayre, the svore is that kozman, we have here a ganze chadgadye. That means we have here eitzim, which is fuel for eitz, which is creating heat, which is baking the pas. That is what we're having over here. So, L'chayre Rav Ade Bar Ave said as follows. If the heat, which is coming from the eish, which is coming from the eitzim, so if the heat is coming from the eish, which is mechubo to Isurei Hano, so then I say that Isurei Hano is creating the pas, even though there's a few steps, there's eish, there's chayim, but al kaponim, since there's a kesher, the eish is mekushel to the eitzim, and the chayim is mekushel to the eish, so it is considered that the eitzim are create yeshvach eitzim bepas. We assume that the pas is being baked by atzei yisur. But the minute this kesher is nifrad, this parva hachavila, that means so now you just have heat which is not mekushel to the yisurei ano, so this heat doesn't answer. Only when it's mekusha to the yisurei ano that it answers. It's not mekusha, even though it originated from yisurei ano, it doesn't answer. So there's no shvach eitzim over here. Omar lei, v'omar Rav Chinin Nisov, v'omar Rav Asi, v'omar Rav Yochanan, tano sheisikoi v'golfoi v'tzoloboi asapesach. We have a member of Rav Yochanan, that what happens if they preheated an oven, and they roasted a korban Pesach, in the heat, ein zetz li'eish, it's not considered that it is being roasted by eish. So here we see l'chayre the same svara. That means kozman. The eish is here, and the chayim is mekusha to the eish. So then we say that the chayim, which is mekusha to the eish, is considered that it's being roasted from eish, because the eish is being mehave the chayim. But when there's no more eish left, so then it's not considered liyesh anymore. But, so l'chayre, this is mamish the same aloch, but we have a problem. So he said, the reason why it's no good, she'nemar tzli'eish, tzli'eish shtei pomim. There's a bazundar gzeres ha'kosuf that tells us that by korban Pesach it's not good. So l'chayre, time the goli rachmona tzli'eish, tzli'eish shtei pomim. Although goli rachmona avamin, it's tzli'eish. So we see from over here, that means we only say one posik, I would say that this is considered tzli'eish. Where's the eish? So if I can, because since this chayim originated from the eish, so memele, so it's considered that the korban Pesach is being roasted from eish, because where did this chayim come from? You look at the sheirish, how the chayim originated, even though now it's separated from the eish, it's still considered sli eish, because it originated from eish. So this should be called Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, because the Chaim originated from the Eitzim. And the Gemara Tzvei Terutzim. One Terutz, the Gemara says, Omalei Goli Rachmonon Hosom V'yalfin Emina. So the Gemara says, you're right. That means, Misvore Chitzoyne, I would say that it is considered Tzliyesh. I would say that it is considered tzliyesh. So the posik was megala that you don't look at your svara chitzayin if I can. The posik was megala that even though it originated from eish, but since now It is not mechuba to the eish, so the chayim does not have a din of tzliyeish. So now I learn, this is agili hakor. The pasuk is megali, you don't go like this svara anushi. The pasuk is megali, it's only considered tzliyeish, only if it's mechuba to the eish. The minute it's separated from the eish, so it's not considered tzliyeish. So who adin? It's not considered yeshvach eitzim bepas because the chaim separated from the eitzim. That's one teretz. A second teretz. Viboy yisayim awesome time at the cost of rachmona tzliyeish. Tetaki you need 2 times tzliyeish. Time goes of one tzliyeish teipom. Molloy cost of one tzliyeish teipom. Mevavim mina eish kopet rachmona vefilo gol feinami tzliyeish. So the Gemara says, over there, I would think that it is considered tzliyeish. Not because of its past history, not because of its origin. Now I would think it's considered tzliyeish because chaim has a koyach ha'esh. You'll put a beged into this chaim, so the beged will catch on fire. So chaim mitzad atzma is esh. Chaim is a potential eish. I would think that that is sufficient. That it was yesterday mechuba to an eish. It was in the past it was mechuba to eish. That's gone. That's past history. That zikha doesn't give it a shame tzliyeish. But I would think that it would be considered tzliyeish because the chaim basher usham is a shame eish. So therefore you need a miut, that's not sufficient. You need real age and not a potential age. Avol hoche, aetzim di surika kopet rachmon avolesno. But here the only sibbese iser is only because of the past. Because it originated from matzah iser. An origination does not asa. You look at basher usham, the chaim is separated from the Atzei Yisr, so you cannot say that the pas is also Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, since the Chaim has been separated from the Eitzim. Zogt Rashi, Tzliyeish Kerinebe, Vegabi Atzei Yisure Miyenitza, Tohosom Leksiv Miyute. Aish kopet rachmona b'choy matana todes eishu, v'im titem boi beged nisrav, v'nase pechom v'eish. I would think that the choyim alone has a shame eish. So that's what you need a meal. But over here, eitzim yizicha don't have. And that if there were eitzim, geit menishto. Zog taisvis, v'golfoi v'ofa boi esapas mahu. Teimo l'rivo. So Tosfos asks Akasha, my kaboy, what is the shaila of the Gemara? Haktoni seifo. When we had the machloikis Rebbe and the Chachomim, yesh shvach eitzim bepas, ein shvach eitzim bepas. So the seifo says as follows, bishlo gabi gecholim, divei hakel muteres. That the pas is muter. Vafilu leman de muki hosam begecholim oimemois. Vafilu according to Mandi Omar that says, a gecholim oimemois is muta, loigora choymoi mechaim cheres hatano shagolf. Loigora mechaim cheres hatano shagolf, or so gecholim is muta, so the choym hatano should also be muta. Before we explain the rivos kash, I'd like to first say the ris teretz, and then we'll go back to the kash. V'tiritzri shani gecholim shein choymon bo machmas ha-shalhebetz, ele machmas atzmon v'afra ba'almahein. Amo choym atano shegolfoi machmas choym shalhebetz avuke bo, shu iser gomo ilkach mi bo ilay. Now, let's go backwards. Let us see what the Ri said, and then let's go back to the Rivo. The Ri said, it says in the Baraisa, Bishla al gabi gecholim a pas muteres. So the Ri says gecholim, bishla gabi gecholim means that these coals were giving out their own heat. But the heat originated from the coals. Now the coals are a dovah that amuta b'ano. Kolan is chofen afcha mutter, so it's mutter bano, so the heat that is generated from the coals is coming from a mutter dike source. So bishla gabi gecholim, the pass is mutter, no chidush over there. Masha enken agemore, we're clearing that you had gold for the eitzim, this whole chayim we have now in the Tano originated from an osa dike source, the chayim came from Atze Yisa, from Klipayola. So Memela, so here we're talking about a chayim that's also Bano. So here it's a shayla. But what is the tzushtel to Gechola? What did the Rivosh tell to Gechola? So before saying pshat in the Rivosh, I'd like to give a shtikel agdome. Dachsach mir, the Rivo asked the Kasha Lishitosai. But the Lishitosai, in Mesechtes Pesachim, we don't have the Shitas HaRivo, but the Tosfos HaRashba and the Chavova Medbeis brings a Rivo. And Dachsach mir, the Rivo asked the Kasha Lishitosai. We mentioned before that the Ri learned Pshat in the Machloikis, Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, Einshvach Eitzim Bepas, Machlokes is where the fire comes from. Does the fire come from the Mashu Anisra? Does the fire come from the Be'en? That's the Shaila. That's the Machlokes. Now, according to the Ri, the Hemshech of the Baraises of Bishlal Gabi Gecholim, what happens if he cooked it? Here there's a debatable Shaila. When you have Eitzim, does it come from the Nisraf? Does it come from the Eitz? Oh, but Bishla Gabi Gecholim, if he had coals and he cooked it, yes, there's no Shaila. Bishla Gabi Gecholim, if he had a pas muteres, because there it's coming from a Dover Hamuta. That's how the Ri learned Pshat in the Bereis. The Ri got stuck over there, so why do you say Bishla Gabi Gecholim b'dievet? You're allowed to be, if it's mutter, it's a mutter dike fuel. Why do you say, bishla gabi gecholim hapas muteres? It's say, you're allowed to cook a gabi gecholim. So Taisa says there's a difference between gecholim and eifer. Afron is mutter lachatchila. Gecholim is, I mean, a teiret mutter, but the rabbonin you're not allowed to use gecholim. So only b'dievet, bishla gabi gecholim hapas muteres. That's how the Ri learned pshat in Yemesukir. The Rivo did not learn like that. The Rivo says there's no machlokes in Metzius between Rebbe and the Rabbonon where the Eish is coming from. The Eish is coming from the Atzeis, so there's no shaila about it. There's no shaila whatsoever, number one. Therefore, the Rivo, number two, says, so since there's no machlokes, so the Rivo says that it's zicher if ul klera shayla, are you allowed to warm your hands? Kineged v'choim that's coming out of the klipei ola, according to no one you're allowed to warm your hands. It's coming from Atzei Yisra. Are you allowed to use this for fuel? According to no one you're allowed to use. It's also about no. Everyone is moide, the eish is coming from the ben. So if the eish is coming from the ben, you're deriving kano from it and found. The Rivo, so what's the machloikis? But the machloikis is, will the pas become osa? Does the pas become osa? That means, that's true, you're doing an aveira, you're a shegit, you're using atzei isa, you're burning your henim for that. That's all, that's true, there's no shaila about that. But the shaila is, but this pas that came about, perhaps you call it gidule gidulim of isure yano, this pas that came about, does this pas become a chepzad isure? That's the shaila. You was zichayv an aveira. But does this pas become a chavtzad isur? That's a machlokes Rabbi in the Rabbanan. Rabbi says, yeshvach eitzim bepas, that's a kert that the pas also becomes a chavtzad isur, and the chachomim say, ein shvach eitzim bepas. Period. So let's go further. So now let's learn bishla gabi gecholim. So Mela, we were speaking about, till now we were speaking about, that you had an eish that's coming from a dover ha'osu. The shayla, does the pas become osu? Now all of a sudden the b'raisa is bishla gabi gecholim, a pas muter. So what is the b'raisa now speaking about? So if you'll say pshat, that we're speaking about that we have heat that is now being generated from a dover ha'muter, the way that we learned. So good morning. So what does it have, what shaykhis does this have to the machloikis? We have a different machloikis over here. We have a machloikis, if heat comes from a davar ha'osa, does the pas become osa? So now you tell me, if heat comes from a davar muta, the pas is muta. Shkoyach. I mean, there's no shaykhis at all. So therefore, the riva learned pshat, bishlag abi gecholle means like this. That you have gecholle. And the heat that the Gecholim are now extracting is the heat that was from the Eitzim. That means that you had Eitzim burning. And now you went and you left ice the fire. So you have now here, you have your Gecholim, which the heat which is inside these Gecholim is the heat that was originated from Atzei Yisra. But you don't have Atzei Yisra anymore, which is now generating the heat. But you have heat which is nifkat from the Atzei Yisra. So the Gemara says, so even though this heat was originated from Atzei Yisra, but since you don't have Atzei Yisra burning now, the heat is nifkat from Atzei Yisra, so bishlo gabi gechon bivir hakala pas mutera. So now Etzim number one is very good, the Loshen Bishlo, because you're not allowed to use this heat. This heat is also the heat. But just like before when there was Eitzim, it was also Asadiki. So this heat is also Asadiki. But here, even though we had a Machloikis before, when the heat is Mechubah to the Atzei Yisra, does the pas become also? State in the Bereis, if the heat is not Mechubah to the Atzei Yisra, Divrei Hakel HaPas Muteres. That's what it says in the Bereis. That's how the Rivo Lom Shad in the Bereis. So therefore, when the Rivo came to our Sugya, so the Rivo said, Teime, he doesn't understand what the Shaila is. That's Mamish Bishlal Gabi Gecholim. Bishlal Gabi Gecholim is speaking about that the heat that's coming out from the Gecholim is the previous heat, is the heat that the heat which is in the Gecholim is the heat that originated from Atzei Yisra. But since there's no Atzei Yisra now anymore, it is mutas of Hekta. So you see, Klo, when the heat is nifrat from the Eitzim, so it is mutter. So that's mamish the same thing over here. So you have a tana which was koilet heat from Atzei Yisra, but it is nifrat, so therefore it is mutter. Zekteri, now see the Taisus is a gewaldike klokai. Teimel ribo, maika boy, oktoni seve bishal gabi gechom livrakel muteres. Vafilu leman de muki hasem, when is a mutter be gecholim oime mois, that there's nothing going on in the coast. Oloi gora choim oi, but this choim, that is in the gecholim oime mois, loi gora choim oime choim chere satana shegolfa. What's the chilik, where this heat, the heat is coming from? If it's coming from a gacheles, it's coming from a chaymatano. But it is heat which originated be'issa, va'av al-pikain, since now it is not mechuber anymore to issa, so this heat should be muta. V'tiritzri, no, you're learning long pshat in the baraisa. Shani gecholim she'ein chaymam bo machmas ha'shalevas. Not the way you learned. That the chaim and the gecholim originated from the shalheves, and now it is nifrat from the shalheves. Ela machmas atzmon, the chaim is coming from the gecholim. The gecholim alone are generating heat. Va'afre ba'almi. So there it says a double portion. It says that if the heat came from a davar mutter, it's mutter. Avul chaim atano shegolfoi machmas chaim shalheves abukibo. But here in our sugya we have a heat that originated from a davar ha'osel. Shu yisr gomor. Hilkach mi boilei. We assume that the pas is being baked by Atzei Yisra. But the minute this kesher is nifrad, this parva hachavila, that means so now you just have heat which is not mikusher to the yisureyano, so this heat doesn't answer. Only when it's mikusher to the yisureyano that it answers. It's not mikusher even though it originated from yisureyano, it doesn't answer. So there's no shvach etzim over here. Omar Lei, Omar Rav Chinen Nisov, Omar Rabasi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Tano shei sikai v'gol foy v'tzola boyas ha-pesach. We have a member of Rabbi Yochanan that what happens if they preheated an oven and they roasted a korban Pesach in the heat? Ein zetz li'esh. It's not considered that it is being roasted by esh. So here we see l'chayra the same svara. That means kol's man. The esh is here and the chayim is mekusha to the esh. So then we say that the chayim, which is Mekusha to the Eish, is considered that it's being roasted from Eish, because the Eish is being Mahava the Chaim. But when there's no more Eish left, so then it's not considered Sliyesh anymore. But, so this is Mamish the same Aloch, but we have a problem. So he said the reason why it's no good, Shenemah Sliyesh, Sliyesh Tei Pomer. There's a Bazundar Exeris HaKosov that tells us that by Korban Pesach it's not good. So lechayre time the goli rachmon it's liyesh liyesh teipomi. Olay goli rachmon avamin it's liyeshu. So we see from over here that means we only say one posik. I would say that this is considered liyesh. Where's the yesh? So fakel, because since this chaim originated from the yesh, so it's considered that the Korban Pesach is being roasted from Eish, because where did this Chaim come from? You look at the Sheirish, how the Chaim originated, even though now it's separated from the Eish, it's still considered Sli Eish, because it originated from Eish. So Eibazoi, so this should be called Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, because the Chaim originated from the Eitzim. Half the Gemara Tzvei Terutz. One half the Gemara says, Omalei goli rachmonon hosom v'yalfinemina. So the Gemara says, you're right. That means, misvore chitzoyne, I would say that it is considered tliyesh. So the posik was megala that you don't look at your svore chitzoyne fakel. The posik was megala that even though it originated from esh, but since now, it is not mechuba to the eish, so the chaim does not have a din of tzliyesh. So now I learn, this is a gili hakor. The pasuk is megali, you don't go like this svara anushi. The pasuk is megali, it's only considered tzliyesh, only if it's mechuba to the eish. The minute it's separated from the eish, so it's not considered tzliyesh. So hu adin. It's not considered Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas because the Chaim separated from the Eitzim. That's one Teretz. A second Teretz. V'boy Yisayim, awesome time at the cost of Rachmona Tzliyesh. Te'taki, you need two times Tzliyesh. Time goes on one Tzliyesh Te'pom. Holoi cost of Rachmona Tzliyesh Te'pom. Vav amina Eish Kopet Rachmona. Vav filo gol feinami Tzliyesh. So the Gemara says, over there, I would think that it is considered Sliyesh. Not because of its past history, not because of its origin. Now I would think it's considered Sliyesh because Chaim has a Koyach HaEsh. You'll put a Beged into this Chaim, so the Beged will catch on fire. So Chaim Mitzad Atzmai is HaEsh. Chaim is a potential Eish. I would think that is sufficient. That it was yesterday mechuba to an Eish. It was in the past it was mechuba to Eish. That's gone. That's past history. That Zichah doesn't give it a shame Tzliyesh. But I would think that it would be considered Tzliyesh because the Chaim Basheru Shom is a shame Eish. So therefore you need a miut, that's not sufficient. You need real age and not a potential age. Avol hoche, I ate some di surika kopet rachmon avoles, no. But here the only sibese iser is only because of the past. Because it originated from atse iser. An origination does not aser. You look at Basheru Shom, the chaim is separated from the Atze Yisr, so you cannot say that the Pas is also Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, since the Chaim has been separated from the Eitzim. Sagt Rashi, Tliesh kirine bei, ve gabi atzi yesure mi yenitza, ta hosam leksiv mi yute. A ish kapet rachmone, pachoy matana todes eishu, vim titem boi beged, nisraf. Benase pechom veish, I would think that the chayim alone has a shame eish. So that's what you need a mir. But over here, eitzim yizicha don't have. And that if there were eitzim, gave me nishto. Zog Teisves, v'golfoi v'ofa boyes apas mahu. Teimo l'rivo. So Teisves asks Akasha, Mai kaboy, what is the shaila of the Gemara? Haktoni seifo, when we had the machloikis Rebbe and the Chachomim, yeh shvach eitzim bepas, ein shvach eitzim bepas. So the Sefer says as follows, Bishlo gabi gecholim, di vehakel muteres. That the pas is muta. Vafilu leman de muki hosom be gecholim oimemoy. Afilu according to Mandi Omba that says, a gecholim oimemoy is muta, loy gora choymoy mechaim cheres hatano shagolf. Loy gora mechaim cheres hatano shagolf, or so gecholim is muta, so the Chaim Atana should also be muta. Before we explain the reverse kash, I'd like to first say the Ris Teretz, and then we'll go back to the kash. V'tiritz ri, shani gecholim shein choymon bo machmas ashal hebetz, hele machmas atzmon v'afra ba'almehen. Amo Chaim Atana shegolfoi machmas choym shal hebetz avuke bo, shu iser gomel, ilkach mi bo ilay. Now, let's go backwards. Let us see what the Ri said, and then let's go back to the Rivo. The Ri said, it says in the Baraisa, Bishla al Gabi Gecholim, Apas Muteres. So the Ri says, Gecholim, Bishla al Gabi Gecholim means that these coals were originating, were giving out their own heat. But the heat originated from the coals. Now, the coals are a dovo that a mutabano. Kolan is chofen afra muta, so it's muta bano, so the heat that is generated from the coals is coming from a muta dike source. So bishla gabi gecholim, the pas is muta, no chidish over there. Masha enken agamora, we're clearing that you had gold for the eitzim, this whole chayim we have now in the tano originated from an osa dike source, the chayim came from Atzei Yisr, from Klipayola. So Memela, so here we're talking about a chayim that's also Bano. So here it's a shayla. But what is the tzushtel to Gecholim? What did the Rivosh also to Gecholim? So before saying pshat in the Rivosh, I'd like to give a shtikel akdome. And Dachsach Mir, the Rivo asked the Kasha Lishitosai. But the Lishitosai, in Mesechtes Psochem, we don't have the Shitas HaRivo, but the Taisus HaRajbe and the Chavobo Medbei brings a Rivo. And Dachsach Mir, the Rivo asked the Kasha Lishitosai. We mentioned before that the Ri learned Pshat in the Machloikis, Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas, Machlekes is where the fire comes from. Does the fire come from the Mashu and Nisra? Does the fire come from the Be'en? That's the Shaila. That's the Machlekes. Now, according to the Ri, the Hemshech of the Barais is Abba Bishlal Gabi Gecholim. What happens if he cooked it? Here is a debatable Shaila. When you have Eitzim, does it come from the Nisra? Does it come from the Eitz? Oh, but Bishla Gabi Gecholim, if he had coals and he cooked it, yes, there's no Shaila. Bishla Gabi Gecholim, the Vehakala Pas Muteres. Because there, it's coming from a Dover Hamuta. That's how the Ri learned Pshat in the Bereis. The Ri got stuck over there, so why do you say Bishla Gabi Gecholim B'dievet? If you're allowed to be, if it's a mutter, they give you. Why do you say, Bishla Gabi Gecholim, Hapas Muteres? It say, are you allowed to cook a Gabi Gecholim? So Taisa says, there's a difference between Gecholim and Eifer. Afron is mutter lechatrila. Gecholim is, I mean, I tell you it's mutter, but the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to use Gecholim. So only with the Yevet, Bishla Gabi Gecholim, apas mataras. That's how the Ri learned Pshat in Yemes Sukkah. The Riva did not learn like that. The Riva says there's no machloikis in Metzias between Rebbe and the Rabbonon where the Eish is coming from. The Eish is coming from the Atzayis. So there's no shaila about it. There's no shaila whatsoever. Number one. Therefore, the Riva number two says, so since there's no machloikis, so the Riva says that it's zicher if ul klera shaila, are you allowed to warm your hands? Kineged b'chaim that's coming out of the klipei ola, according to no one you're allowed to warm your hands. It's coming from Atzei Yisrael. Are you allowed to use this for fuel? According to no one you're allowed to use. It's also about no. Everyone is moida, the eish is coming from the ben. So if the eish is coming from the ben, you're deriving kano from it and found it. So what's the machlokes? But the machlokes is, will the pas become also? Does the pas become also? That means, that's true. You're doing an aveira, you're a shegit, you're using atzei yisrael, you're burning your henim for that. That's all, that's true. There's no shaila about that. But the shaila is, but this pas that came about, perhaps you call it gidule gidulim of isurei yano, this pas that came about, does this pas become a chepzed isurei? That's the shaila. You were zicha even aveira. But does this pas become a chavtzad yisur? That's a machlekes Rabbi in the Rabbola. Rabbi says, yesh v'acheitzim b'pas, that's a kerta, the pas also becomes a chavtzad yisur, and the chachomim so in v'acheitzim b'pas. Period. So let's go further. So now let's learn bishlag gabi gecholim. So Mela, we were speaking about, till now we were speaking about, that you had an eish that's coming from a dover ha'oso, the child does the pas become oso. Now all of a sudden the Braise is bishla agabi gecholam, a pas mutar. So what is the Braise now speaking about? So if you'll say pshat, that we're speaking about that we have heat that is now being generated from a dover ha'muta, the way that we learned, so good morning. So what does it have, what shaykhis does this have to the machloikis? We have a different machloikis over here. We have a machloikis, if heat comes from a dover ha'oso, does the pas become oso? So now you tell me, if heat comes from a dover muta, the pas is muta. Shkoyach, I mean, there's no shaykhis at all. So therefore, the Riva learned pshat, bishlal gabi gecholim, means like this. That you have gecholim. And the heat that the Gecholim are now extracting is the heat that was from the Eitzim. That means that you had Eitzim burning. And now you went and you left ice the fire. So you have now here, you have your Gecholim, which the heat which is inside these Gecholim is the heat that was originated from Atzei Yisrael. But you don't have Atzei Yisrael anymore, which is now generating the heat. But you have heat which is nifkat from the Yatzei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, so even though this heat was originated from Yatzei Yisrael, but since you don't have Yatzei Yisrael burning now, the heat is nifkat from Yatzei Yisrael, so bishlo gabi gechon bivirhakel apas mutera. So now Etzim number one is very good, the Loshen bishlo, because you're not allowed to use this heat. This heat is also the heat. But just like before when there was eight, it was also wasa the king. So this heat is also wasa the king. But here, even though we had a machloikis before, when the heat is mechuba to the atzei iso, does the pas become also? State in the bereis, if the heat is not mechuba to the atzei iso, divrei hakala pas muteres. That's what it says in the bereis. That's how the Riva learned shot in the bereis. So therefore, when the Riva came to our sugya, so the Riva said, hey, he doesn't understand what the shayla is. That's mamish bishlal gabi gecholim. Bishlal gabi gecholim is speaking about that the heat that's coming out from the Gecholim is the previous heat, is the heat that the heat which is in the Gecholim is the heat that originated from Atzei Yisrael. But since there's no Atzei Yisrael now anymore, it is mutas of chekta. So you see, klo, when the heat is nifrat from the Eitzim,
So it is mutter. So that's mamish the same thing over here. So you have a tana which was koilet heat for matzah yisrael, but it is nifrat, so therefore it is mutter. Zatari, now see the taisvus is a gewaldike klokai. Taima l'ribo, maika boy, oktoni seve bishal gabi gichom livrakel muteres. Vafil l'leman de muki hosam, when is a mutter be gichol emoim emois, that there's nothing going on in the coast. Oloi gora choymoi, but this choym, that is in the gichol emoim emois, loi gora choymoi mechoym chere satana shegolfa. What's the chilik, where this heat, the heat is coming from? If it's coming from a gacheles, it's coming from a chaymatano. But it is heat which originated be'issa, va'aval pikein, since now it is not mechuber anymore to issa, so this heat should be muta. V'tiritzri, no, you're learning long pshat in the baraisa. Shani gecholim she'ein chaymam bo'mach masashalevet. Not the way you learned. That the chaim and the gecholim originated from the shalheves, and now it is nifrat from the shalheves. Ela machmas atzmon, the chaim is coming from the gecholim. The gecholim alone are generating heat. Va'afre ba'almi. So there it says a davar poshet. It says that if the heat came from a davar mutter, it's mutter. Avul chaim atano shegolfoy machmas chaim shalheves abukibo. But here in our sugyas, we have a heat that originated from a davar ha'osel, shu'isa gomu, hilkach mi boilei.